Syrian-American composer Malik Jandali makes music that helped inspire the initial protests in the Syrian uprising. That revolt began 10 years ago this month and turned into civil war as the government moved to crush it. Jandali explained to NPR's Deborah Amos how the chants and rhythms of the protests have inspired his work.
A composer, a classical pianist, now an American citizen, raised in Homs, Syria. Malik Jandali was visiting his family in 2011, electrified by street protests that challenged a brutal dictator in his hometown and across the country.
And I composed a very simple song. I called it "I Am My Homeland."
A simple song he eventually recorded. His first public performance was in Washington, D.C., at a march to support Syrian protesters.
My love for you is fire in my heart. When am I going to see you free? That word free was the troublemaker.
Because days later, his elderly parents were viciously beaten. Images of his mother's black eye and her broken teeth were posted on social media.
I never ever realized in my life how powerful music is until I saw the horrific images of my parents.
"I Am My Homeland," Watani Ana, became kind of an anthem for the revolt.
A woman wrote me that she was actually singing my tune inside the prison before a torture session. I said, "Oh my God, my music entered the prison, but it wasn't a prisoner."
Jandali has recorded 10 albums since the Civil War began. He's known for politically charged videos. In one, he plays the piano as his house burns. The fire set by men in gas masks and uniforms. He's also known for blending the notes of protest into orchestral works. His composition, Ya Allah, uses chants heard in his hometown.
And what did they chant? "Oh God, you are our only savior. Ya Allah, malna ghayrak, ya Allah."
In 10 years of war, the Syrian government has crushed the revolt and retaken most of the country, leaving vast destruction and displacement. Jandali focuses his art on loss and deep historical themes in concerts from Toronto to Moscow to Carnegie Hall.
"My civilization invented not only the alphabet, but the musical notes, the do, re, mi. That was our contribution to humanity."
The world's oldest musical notations were discovered in the ancient Syrian city of Ugarit. Jandali arranged the first symphony based on those findings. His latest album, recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra, returns to familiar themes in a composition called "The Moonlight."
"The Moonlight" is based on the oldest chant in Islamic culture. "Tala al-Badru alayna." And I just did it like this.
He writes to show how connected we all are. Music builds bridges, not walls, he says, a message from his elders who wrote down the first notes more than 3,000 years ago.
"Dear humanity, take it and run. Express more, show us your beauty." They didn't say, "Oh, you know what? You're not allowed. We're building a wall, and please don't use these scales because these are ours." They didn't say that. This is why we have Beethoven, we have Lady Gaga, and we are having today's music.
Malik Jandali's music. He's now a composer in residence at his alma mater, Queen's University of Charlotte in North Carolina. His parents relocated to the U.S. He vows that his next concert will be in Syria, and everyone is invited, but he cannot say how long that will take. Deborah Amos, NPR News.